Delta 7 Japan, listening.
To Bob, KI4DOS.
I'm listening to Gary right now. How you doing, Gary?
Yeah, doing real good on the way over here to the test station this morning.
Today is Saturday. How many you got, do you know?
I know of two, but that's all I know of. I hadn't got there yet, so we'll find out in a little bit.
More FCM.
Little Alexander there will probably be coming in to test for his general.
Well, I hope he does. Like to see the little fella. I hadn't met him yet.
I think he said he was studying for his general, so he's going to be a good ham, up-and-coming ham for sure.
He might have some of these bad habits he's picking up.
Yeah, well, I haven't said much because I don't want to discourage him, but he's doing all right.
Doing real well, and I think he's going to make a good one. I hope he sticks with it, and you know, we need a whole lot more younger folks in here. All us old fogies, there ain't going to be much left when all of us leave.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I offered to make him an antenna. I think him and his brother built a 10-meter antenna. You know, it's been such a long time, I forget what technician privileges have. But 10 meters is probably not the best band to start with right now. Back when I got my tech license, 10 meters was just rocking. And I did DXCC as a technician, mainly on 10 meters, but that's not happening right now.
I've changed quite a bit, you know, from season to season. I thought, 80 meters would be a whole lot better than it is, but the band goes so long, so quick. I mean, you know, seems like it works better during the day than it does at night.
That cycle's going to start to turn around in the next year or two, start going up next year or two. And I've worked this year, 2022, 86 countries. I've worked every band except for 10.
I know you enjoy doing that, and you're doing a lot of DXing, and I like to get in there and talk to people. I don't want just the signal report. I like to have a little bit of a QSO, find out where they are and, you know, what kind of stuff they're running and that sort of thing. But that doesn't always happen. Oh, well, that's the way it is. But I hadn't been on as much as I want to be. I've been doing some other things, and my youngest son and his wife have been talking about getting their license, and I gave them a book for Christmas. So we'll see what happens with that. I hope they study it and then come over and take the test.
The more we get, the better we are, that's for sure. I'm looking forward to springtime, not only so we don't have to look at anything white, but I built two 5-element 6-meter beams, and I stacked them on a 32-foot tower. The first one's at 32 foot. The second one's at about 45 feet. And I'm looking forward to see how that's going to work. I replaced two 3-elements that I had up last year with two 5-elements. So we'll see how that does, see what happens on 6 meters this year.
A lot of fun with that magical band. If it's open, it's open. If it's not, it's not. But I built me a new antenna. I built me a N-bit half-wave 8010. It's got a 49 to 1 balun on it. I wound the balun and all of that stuff. And hopefully I'm going to try to get that thing up in the air this afternoon. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but we'll have to wait and see, depending on what time we get out of here and how much time I got. When I get back home with a honeydew list. But, Bob, I've arrived here at the Red Cross building. I'm going to jump out and run inside. Enjoy talking with you this morning. Hadn't talked to you in a while. You take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73 there, young man. ND 7J, KI4DOS Mobile.
Alrighty, Gary, you have a good day, and hopefully you'll get a bunch of people testing today, and they've all passed. I managed to get my 160-meter antenna back up yesterday. I had to pull it down for a tree. I had to drop a tree, So I got that back up and worked a couple 160 meters last night, so it's working. Anyway, you have a good day. Appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon. KI4DOS, ND7J, 73.